Welcome aboard, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio, and wasn't that a great show we just had there with the Weekly Trend and Fandom Show? Boy, the boys were having boys and girls were having a good time, so that's good to see. And thanks for tuning in today, folks. Stay tuned. We're going to have episode number 51 of the Agriculture Show, and it'll be pre-recorded, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. We'll play a tune.
Had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm there was a chick, prettiest chick I know. With a little curve here and a little curve there, this chick she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive him wild, swinging to and fro. With a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there, man, this chick had moves to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. When she went walking into town, E-I-E-I-O. The local gentry popped their eyes, carnation, what a show. With a gulp dang here and a gosh darn there, heavens to Betsy, I do declare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. There was a barn dance Saturday night, E-I-E-I-O. And the fellas came from miles around just to see her do-si-do. With a promenade here and a promenade there, at a square dance, man, this chick's no square. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. I used to be a traveling man, E-I-O. Until I hit MacDonald's place, things were mighty slow. With a little chick here and a little chick there, I didn't have a real chick anywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. This farmer's daughter knocked me out, E-I-E-I-O. I asked MacDonald for her hand, and happy holler go. With a little curve here and a little wiggle there, a gob dang here and a gosh darn there, a do-si-do here and a promenade there. I got my own private county fair. Old MacDonald had a farm. Donald had a farm, E-I-O. That's right, MacDonald. It's all or nothing, baby.
Today's show, folks, is the episode number 51, and this show was done a different style than usual. No in-station guest today, but it was pre-recorded last Thursday at the offices of Michael Harris, MPP for Kitchener-Conestoga. And so we had our interview recorded. We also put together some songs. I want to thank his staff for prompting him to think of some songs he likes. And we'll get into that a little bit later in our broadcast today, but for now, stay tuned. We'll play a few more tunes, and we'll be back with the interview.
Hi, I'm Subi Proud. This is my song, Can't Unpave the Parking Lot, on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. Gravel on County Road 9, in the heart of the fields and fresh air. Thought I left my worries behind, till I saw it standing there, larger than life, development sign. its shadow on the autumn corn. Another family farm at the finish line. Another subdivision's born. We can pave the parking lot. Paradise can't be an afterthought. Pay too high a price for what we buy. Take better care what we got. Can't unpave the parking lot. A beat from behind brings me back to my senses. Overwhelmed by this moment of truth. Bulldozed, stripped, and left it defenseless. We're turning trees into white picket fences. There's gotta be more we can do. We can unpave the parking lot. Paradise can't be an afterthought. Pay too high a price for what. Got hometown on the CBC. There was a victory staring back at me. Thousands of people showed up 'cause they cared. A piece of heaven had been spared. We can pay the parking lot. Paradise can't be an afterthought. Pay too high a price for what we buy. Take better care what we got. Take better care what we got. Can't unpave the gravel on County Road 9, in the heart of the fields and the fresh
air. This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Give your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. Do the Lord a service, make your hands willing, your health for better living.
4-H,
for community and country.
4-H,
respond to food security.
4-H,
I gotta make the best better. Let us get together.
Okay, folks, thanks for listening in. It's the Agriculture Show, and today's show is a pre-recorded interview with Michael Harris. Part of the things we do on our show is we ask our guests to suggest some songs they like and tell us why, but mostly tell us what songs they like. And so we're going to start off this section of the show with one of the songs that Michael Harris enjoyed listening to. It's called Fishing in the Dark by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and then we'll go right into his interview, the first section of three. So stay tuned in, folks, and we'll talk to you later.
I'm ready. the trees. The crickets are singing and the lightning bugs are floating on a breeze. Baby, get ready. Ow! Across the field when the creek turns back by the old stump road. Well, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
This is Joel Johnson from BASF Canada. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Well, folks, I'm sitting here in the offices of Michael Harris, MPP for Kitchener-Conestoga, here in the region of Waterloo, and we're lucky as a farm community to have four MPPs in our catchment area. And today it's my pleasure to talk to Michael Harris. And Michael, your riding is probably the largest, has the most farmers in it. Tell us a little bit about your riding and how you came to be an MPP in this last election. Is this your second term or first, I think?
First term, elected, yes. October 2011. I'll tell you, I've got the best riding in Ontario. And why is that? Well, it's because we've got a combination of, you know what, rural communities, small towns, suburban Kitchener, of course, urban communities. And so I really enjoy, you know, having the benefit of serving a variety of what truly is Waterloo region in those small communities. But more importantly, it's because I was born and raised on a family farm. Hmm. So I was, my family had a fifth generation dairy farm. I was a 4-H member when I was a young lad showing dairy heifer calves. So, you know what, growing up on a farm, I think those values were instilled in us as in terms of hard work, you know what, out on the fields, in the bush, cutting wood. And so I'm honored to represent a riding that represents, you know what, the largest component of agricultural here in the region of Waterloo, especially in the municipalities of Wilmot, Wellesley, and Woolwich Townships.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're very unique in the part of our mandate for the Agriculture Show is to bring the news of agriculture to our urban neighbors, and clearly you are well qualified to do that. You must have quite the questions that people bring to you about agriculture, and we can certainly look with some confidence that, for the most part, it's not like an urban MPP from downtown Toronto, say, who would certainly struggle with some of the agricultural issues that come across the table at Queen's Park.
Yeah, you know what? We definitely know the difference between straw and hay, and where we get our food, and that's not just from Zares. And who provides for that? The farmers that get up every morning. I remember milking cows at 7 a.m. and 5 a.m. 7 days a week. And so, you know what? We need to thank those hardworking individuals that get up each and every day before sunrise to go out and ensure that Ontarians and Canadians have the highest quality produce and food on consumer shelves. So, yeah, you know what? When folks come into my office that have concerns surrounding agriculture, I have the honor and pleasure of clearly having some experience, having been brought up on a farm, to have a bit of an idea of what they're talking about.
Well, it's really unique here in the Waterloo region. We're a high-tech finance center, research base. Yeah, no one here is more than 5 minutes away from countryside. And I think most people have gone to the St. Jacob's Farmers Market. But what sort of questions do people have about agriculture that you think you can that you can represent us very well in Toronto? Clearly, there must be some misconceptions that you try to correct, and clearly, there's you have the perfect spot to emphasize in fact what does agriculture bring. What does the average constituent ask about agriculture for you?
You know what? I think what we hear a lot is folks concerned about simply the cost of food today. Mm-hmm. You know, the cost of just about everything from, you know, clothing to gas to accommodation, hydro, et cetera, but, you know what? Folks are concerned that when they get to the grocery store, you know what? Their dollars can be stretched even further to feed their families. I know I have a young family at home, and I can tell you the amount of milk that we go through, it seems like I'm at max milk almost every day. And so, you know, constituents come in and they're concerned about the rising cost of food, and you know what, they're concerned on how we can continue to be competitive, of course. They want to buy local food, and yes. Just recently I spoke in the legislature on the Local Food Act, and I highlighted, as you had mentioned earlier, some of the great institutions we have in our riding, the St. Jacob's Farmers Market. You know what, and a lot of other folks, you know, Hurl's Market, the list goes on and mm-hmm. on, the folks that provide good local food, but, you know, the concern for price is one. And so, you know what, that trickles down to the farmer in terms of making sure that his product is put to market as is cost affordable, but also competitive. I mean, we know that we're competing on an international basis. We're, mm-hmm. we're competing with folks that, you know, bring produce across the border. You know what, if you're referring to beef or pork or chicken, you know what, they want to ensure that those prices are affordable on the shelves. And so when I talk to farmers, they're concerned about, you know, ensuring that they have the ability you know what, to manage their farm in the way that they want to and have less government intervention. It seems to me that when I talk to farmers, and we did a survey recently, in fact, that asked farmers what is the number one issue that's important to them, and they just simply say the red tape, the regulation, the overburdensome of the government that are, you know, creating more paperwork and, you know what, a variety of things. And so we need to get out of their way. Mm-hmm. We need to ensure that farmers have one point of contact with the government, but to ensure that they do what they do best, and that's, you know what, at the end of the day, farm and ensure the government gets out of their way.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about the farmers. They have to make a living out there. Our definition of farming for sustainability is, can they make a living? One of the dilemmas of farming is that we can certainly see where local food, you know, you can sell your product, you can make a living. But any opinion on those things that farmers do that don't really have a value, but they do and they don't, and that is, for instance, clean water or keeping biospheres or open space for tourism. So those are clearly values I think most Ontarians like and the residents of our region of Waterloo. But the dilemma is, of course, how do you value them? How can a person make a living preserving open space and clean water? This is the long-term stuff, but I'm just generally speaking, I think in our region, we're progressive, and we look to the future just as we have created the regional water treatment with the ground-based water system in the largest ground-based water system in Ontario.
Yeah, we need to ensure that we've got good quality farmland here in the region. Some of the best produce and some of the best farmland in Ontario is here in the region of Waterloo, and we need to ensure that we preserve that. And another way of doing that is we see that the young people today simply find it unaffordable to get into farming. Yeah. And we need to encourage young people to go to school and to give them the means to be able to get into farming. I know a lot of my friends, growing up on the farm, if they weren't one of the oldest siblings, they'd be off to the city to get a job because they need to provide for their family. And so we need to ensure that more young people become involved and make it as easy as it is to get into the industry or stay in the industry for that matter. But protecting our resources, like you said, our water source, our land, our air, to ensure that farmers have the tools that they need to ensure that they can grow the best possible product in the space that they have.
Well, we'll get into that second part of the interview with you mentioned the age of farmers. In fact, we looked at the census bulletin here, but let's play a song first. So what's some of your favorite songs? One of your favorite bands is the Tragically Hip, I understand. What particular song in that group, in that artist you like?
Oh, geez, there's so many good tunes from the Tragically Hip. What is that? New Orleans is Sinking, I think. Yeah. Is that not one of them?
I've heard that song, yeah.
Bob Cajun.
Okay. Well, let's play that song. We'll be right back. Folks talking with Michael Harris at his offices here in Kitchener. We'll be right back.
All right. Burn blue on the street, loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't wanna swim. And I'm told, what's wrong? What's going on? Can't tie yourself up for a deal. He said, I know of your side. Shut your big mouth. Oh, gonna swim.
Gord Grant here, and you're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Sound FM 100.3 on your dial, or maybe channel 946 on your Rogers digital cable, or perhaps streaming live from www.soundfm.ca.
Thanks for listening in, folks. It's the Agriculture Show. It's your host, Jeff Steger, and it's the Agriculture Show, episode 51. And this is May 28th. So we've had our first segment with Michael Harris and a song selection he chose, and we'll start the second interview section with Michael. And the song that you'll hear after that finishes is one by Mumford & Sons called I Will Wait. Here we go, folks. Stay tuned. It's section two of the interview with Michael Harris.
Okay, folks, we're back. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. It's your host, Jeff Steger, and this is episode number 51. And I'm sitting in the offices with Michael Harris, MPP for Kitchener-Conestoga in the provincial legislature. We've been talking about agriculture a little bit, about how Michael came about his job and the unique parts of his writing. So we're looking at some of the census bulletins, And we did allude to it in our last segment about trying to get young people involved in farming. And when you know it, in fact, the average age of farmers in the region of Waterloo is coming down. And this is thought to be a healthy sign for an industry, that the average age of operators is dropping. So one way or the other, one could say that we do have an accommodating environment for young farmers.
Yeah, you know, it's good to see here in the region, the average age, what do they say here in the region? The average age of a farmer is 54 years nationally, but here in the region it's 48. And so, you know, I think government plays an important role in ensuring that, you know, our young people have the right training, you know, and consider careers in agriculture or food processing. You know, that build on our existing excellent facilities so that our abattoirs, our meat processors have access to the skilled labor that they need. Mm-hmm. But that also ensures that, you know, we make it as easy as possible, encourage those young people to stay on the family farm. I know, I'll tell you, I often miss having that opportunity. And in fact, I'll go back on the weekends the odd time and I get my hands dirty, but it's something that I definitely miss. And I know a lot of young people that have that same opportunity to go back and work and on the farm and make it their livelihood would do so. It's just there's a lot of barriers involved.
Mm-hmm. So as your other colleagues here in the provincial legislature, I'm sure you all share an interest and concern about agriculture. But it's also true that your party at the legislature has some perhaps more specific or comments about agriculture that you'd like to bring forward this time. We'd be delighted to hear what the PC party feels is agriculture, and it implies that, therefore, you know, what would happen in Waterloo Region. That's our audience today.
Yeah, do you know what? Listen, I'm proud. Just recently in March, our critic Ernie Hardiman for agriculture put forward and presented another white paper, a series of white papers that we've put forward on ideas to move Ontario forward. This one is called Pass the Prosperity, Respect for Rural Ontario. And in there, Ernie talks about, 11 ways as to how, the Ontario PC Party would, ensure that there is respect for rural Ontario. We talk, we talk about the red tape, the regulatory burden that farmers have to put up with, by reducing that by 33%. We talk about, modernizing AgriCorp's computer system to save farmers time and make AgriCorp more efficient. We talk about focusing resources on insurance type programs, risk management, of course. There's also a section in there on the OSPCA inspectors. We feel they don't have enough training when it comes to farm animals, and there should be a new approach with regards to that. We've also talked about implementing a new food terminal in Ontario so that local farmers can get their produce to market. That's something that we've addressed here as well to ensure that retailers and restaurants have better access to local food, because I know when I go to out for dinner, I love being able to buy that local produce. And I know a lot of restaurants do make a point of making that well known. You know what? Support local food. We've talked about here by having an Ontario grown food policy. We talk about the average age of our farmers and what we need to help more skilled tradespeople in the agricultural sector gain employment. Far too often I hear that it seems like, farm programs are designed and implemented out of Toronto. And so, we need to make sure we're consulting with farmers in communities such as our own so that, we give them the fair deal by providing the proper incentives and truly listening to the people that are actually in the fields, in the barns, and not those folks with a suit and tie on in Toronto. So those are some of the aspects that we've talked about in our white paper. I encourage you to go online and have a look, ontariopc.com, white papers. It's called Respect for Rural Ontario.
Mm. Okay, well, let's play one more song, and then we'll do a final wrap-up with Michael Harris, and we'll be right back, folks, and stay tuned, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But as strong,
and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes. I tethered mine, freed from the lies. Now
I am John Tutt from the Princess Cinemas in Uptown Waterloo, and you are listening to The Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
Thanks for listening in, folks. It's The Agriculture Show, and the show's Jeff Steger. And we had listened to section two of our interview with John Michael Harris, so we'll continue on with the show and tune into the section number three, and that would conclude all of Mike's choice in music. I'll just take a moment here to do a brief announcement for an upcoming event before we go to section three, and this is for an event called Breakfast on the Farm, and this is put on by farmfoodcare.org. www.farmfoodcare.org. So Breakfast on the Farm is on June the 22nd out near New Dundee, Ontario. And if you would like to, you can find them on Twitter, or sorry, Facebook. You can find them on Facebook. So it'll be Breakfast on the Farm. And if you want to reserve tickets, go to the Eventbrite website, eventbrite.ca, and look for Ontario's Breakfast on the Farm. Okay, we'll finish up today's show, and the last section will be our third with Michael Harris, and then we'll play another tune, and we'll wrap up. Thanks for listening in.
Hi, folks. We're back at the Agriculture Show. We're in our last segment with Michael Harris, and we just want to talk a little bit more before Michael runs off to it, some of the things he's been working on in the legislature with agriculture. Go ahead, Mike, and tell us what, as a wrap-up here, what you've been busy with and what you found out in agriculture.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Well, I'll tell you, as environment critic, one of the few things I'm working on, recently the government announced, massive increases to farmers on eco-taxes on their tires through Ontario Tire Stewardship. And in fact, I've had an opportunity to meet with the Ontario Federation of Agriculture's folks, and this is a major concern to farmers. I mean, more cost added to their bottom line that simply is unaffordable, as much as 2,000%. In fact, I'll give you an example. For a John Deere combine tire, it used to cost $92 to recycle, and now that's jumped to $823.
That's
for one tire, Jeff. So, this is how, we need to ensure that we're not straddling farmers with unnecessary costs. that simply, you know, mean for them to be uncompetitive in the marketplace. We can't continue to do that. And so, you know, they did slightly roll back those fees, but that's short term. And so we need to get a solution. And we've talked about ending this program, eliminating eco taxes on these tires. And so we've put forward a bold plan on that one. The other thing I'm working on is the Aggregate Resource Act review.
Mm-hmm.
Come Monday, next week, I'll be sitting down with the committee, as I had an opportunity to travel Ontario and with that committee and study the Aggregate Resource Act review, hear from deputations. In fact, I brought one here to Waterloo Region, where I know the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture had its opportunity to have a presentation. And so I'll be writing that report, and we'll look forward to getting it into the legislature so that we can make some important changes to that act.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's controversial, and not the major land use in the countryside is gravel pits, and, you know, just even the execution of the existing act is important in suggesting that gravel pits are returned to agriculture. So the legislation says that, and it's certainly a big issue, and really appreciate whatever efforts can be done on behalf of agriculture in Ontario.
Yeah, especially here in the region. Woolwich is definitely, dealt with this issue mm-hmm. more so than other municipalities. North Dumfries is one of the largest producing aggregate municipalities
in
Ontario. They are
the 10th largest producer in the province for a municipality of 10,000 people. It's quite
absolutely. So I'll look forward to joining my colleagues at Queen's Park as we write that report and build on some of the information that we heard across Ontario, including that here from within the region of Waterloo.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great, Mike. We're glad that we had a chance to sit down and talk. We've talked a little bit about your beginnings in agriculture and now as an MPP. We talked a little about the census, and now we finally wrapped up a little bit talking about the projects you're working on. So once again, I just want to thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to tell our urban listeners here in the region of Waterloo through community radio a little bit about agriculture that they would find of interest and value above and beyond just the headlines.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for the opportunity. I want to thank the listeners, obviously, but more importantly, the farmers here in Waterloo region who are out each and every day ensuring that, as they say, farmers feed cities.
Mm-hmm.
And, we thank them for the hard work that they put in. I can tell you, and I'm proud of my rural roots being brought up on a farm, a family farm that is. And I look forward to, showing my son when he gets a bit older the importance of rural Ontario, getting him involved in 4-H. So that someday he too may want to, be part of the agricultural mm-hmm. sector to some degree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, folks, that's our show for today. It's episode 51 of the Agriculture Show. It's your host, Jeff Steger, and my guest today has been Michael Harris, MPP for Kitchener-Conestoga. We'll see you next week for episode 52. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Angie Koch. You're listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Okay, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. It'll be episode 52, and we'll hopefully that by that time we'll have had some more rain and then some more sunshine and all the blessings that those two things bring to our landscape, to our crops, and to our environment. We'll enjoy with lots of green stuff and the growth of fruit and vegetables for our pleasure and nutrition later on this year. Okay, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.